One person dies by suicide in Hawaii every 2 days, and for each death, 30 others attempt suicide. Nationally, suicide rates are increasing across all demographics, despite prevention, intervention, and treatment. Donna Sherman, a senior director for advocacy for grieving families and children in Portland, Oregon, says suicide is not always preventable.
If you were to break your leg today and you have a bone sticking out of it and you are in excruciating pain, the only thing you can think about is getting out of pain. It takes you over. And I think that emotional, spiritual, psychic pain takes people over and they sink into hopelessness.
Sherman says recent celebrity suicides by Kate Spade, Anthony Bourdain, and even earlier by Robin Williams underscore the need for us to understand the complex, multiple root causes of suicide. Pua Kaninao Santos lost her 18-year-old son, Kaniela, to suicide in 2003. It completely shattered her life.
I wanted to die. I did not want to live when my son took his life because that became very up close, traumatically personal. And I didn't know how I was going to live one day to the next day. That first year, I was totally frozen in place and just could barely make it through the motions.
Kaninao Santos is now with the Oahu Prevent Suicide Hawaii Task Force, helping survivors like herself through the lifelong process of healing. Pono Shim, an economic development executive and Native Hawaiian cultural leader and storyteller, says there's a universal trait in all cultures that values the lives and contributions of everyone, like it was in Hawaii more than 500 years ago.
Someone needed to keep the fire going. Somebody had to be cleaning the coconut husk to make rope. Someone was pounding vauke to make our clothing. Others were in the imu, making sure that that was being done well. We were in the awai, making sure the water was flowing. No one's hana was more significant or less significant than anyone else's.
Shim says rediscovering that universal trait of valuing every life in the community will require a journey back in order to find the road forward.
This was built 500 to 700 years ago, before the Tahitians came and brought us the hierarchical system of the ili'i, way before the missionaries came. This was built and designed, all these systems, in a time in history known as Ka'ananiao, time of peace and thriving, where everything thrived.
Senior Director Sherman says 1 in 10 Americans are now on antidepressants, but the number of suicides continues to climb. She says what we're doing is not working.
A lot of people who die of suicide will say, "You'll be better off without me. I'm a problem for you." And they convince themselves that that's true, even though we who are left behind don't feel that way. We wouldn't trade your perceived burdensomeness for anything. We want you back.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.